This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so healthcare, as we have been alluding to these past several days, it looks like it's happening. The latest and possibly last try at repealing the Affordable Care Act is going to go up for a vote in the Senate next week. Among some of its other provisions, the Cassidy-Graham bill, as in Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy, takes the money the federal government spends on Obamacare and gives it directly to the states in what are called block grants, and then those states decide how that money gets spent. It sounds simple enough. It is, however, not. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has the breakdown on block grants.
At its most basic,
a block grant is a lump sum of money that doesn't change as the number of people might change or as the per unit cost of whatever it is you're buying changes.
That's Sarah Rosenbaum of George Washington University. She says that works fine when it comes to something with a fixed cost, like building a bridge or repaving a highway.
For healthcare, however, where the block grant is for a good or a service that goes up quite significantly faster than the general rate of inflation, that's certainly a challenge.
In the Graham-Cassidy bill, block grants won't cover as many people as Obamacare, particularly in states that expanded Medicaid. In fact, according to health policy firm Avalier, 34 states would get less money. George's Benjamin is with the American Public Health Association. He says this brings to mind another controversial block grant program, welfare reform.
Where we used to give dollars based on need, and now many welfare dollars go out in blocks of money, and they often don't meet the need.
Others use the same example as evidence that block grants can work. David Howard is with Emory University.
Welfare reforms use a block grant formula, and as a result, some states were able to make changes to their welfare programs that reduced the number of people on welfare.
That's the big selling point for block grants. States get to decide how to spend the money, even if they get less of it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.